Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're halfway through January. Wow, time flies. I don't know about where you are, but we have kind of been graced with a little bit of a light winter. I'm getting excited about getting my ice fishing gear out, and damn, I can't find any ice down where we are, and not a fish in the world worth swimming for. So I've been just patiently waiting. Guess what? That gives me more time to grill. So hope that's what you're doing with your spare time as well. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I wish I was. Hey, thanks for joining us. Welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. It's all about things you throw on your grill or in your belly. And might include a nice cold beverage or something on your smoker, or even sautéing something on some cast iron like a Dutch oven.
There you go. Yeah, it's the first Dutch oven reference of 2019. It won't be the last. Trust me on that one. But so, Bob, I had an interesting experience this week. I went to the grocery store, and I walked by the meat market or the meat counter every time I do, and they had beef short ribs on sale for $1.99 a pound. They were
Unreal. Blowing
them out.
Wow.
So I bought 10 pounds of beef ribs, and I'm like, I'm going to go home and just cook up some beef ribs, right? So I get them all taken care of. I get the smoker lit up, and I throw them on the smoker, and then I get a phone call from a buddy, one of my Shartucky buddies, that says, hey, we're doing a pub crawl. It's Saturday. It's, you know, there's nothing going on. The national championship football game was Monday night, so on. So I decide I'm going to stop this smoking process because we want to go hook up with the buddies in Shartucky and have a beer, right? So I was 3.5 hours in. I just wrapped my beef ribs in butcher paper, and I get the call. And so I pull them off and I set them on a tray, right? And they were two-thirds the way done. They weren't falling off the bone, just getting a little recession on the bone, right? I get back the next day, might have had a beer or two too many, got up a little bit late. So now it's like noon, and I've got these half-cooked ribs. So what I do is I cut all the meat off I could with a knife, and then I put the bones in a pot, and I made a stock. And then I took that stock and made a shepherd's pie base out of it, put the meat back in, put in the vegetables, and then the potatoes over top, and cooked it in an iron skillet, which is what made me think of that. And, man, was that fantastic because we had that smoky flavor, but they weren't well done like they'd normally be. So it was still just a really good use. And it was the first time I'd ever stopped in the middle of a smoke, and I was scrambling to what to do because I didn't think I wanted to throw them back on a smoker and bring them back up to temperature. So I did it that way. But just kind of a cool – I know I was kind of like impressed with myself at the end of this thing.
I'm impressed with you.
Because
that was actually creative.
Yeah, it turned out, but it was because I had a yearning for a micro-brewed beer rather than a smoky rib at that time. But anyway,
something
fun. First time I'd ever done it.
That's very cool. That's very cool. And what a great deal on beef ribs.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just a local grocery store, and I walked by, and they were on the end cap, and there was only like 8 packages of them, so I bought them all, right? And for $2 a pound, really?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm starving. I'd love some right now. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about a healthy and happy 2019, and Jop's totally opposed to my talking about healthy food.
No, I'm not opposed to it.
We're going to ram it down your throat all month long.
Actually, that's quite the opposite. It's what you're not ramming down your throat that we want to talk about.
I'm eating
right?
sawdust. I'm a termite now. But when I think of healthy stuff, I think about changing ingredients and doing this and that. And most of you know one of our great sponsors is Old World Olive Company. And I guess the oils you use are terribly important in how much of it you use. So rather than try and act like I know anything about it, I decided to bring in Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
Hey there.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
About time you came back. My gosh.
I was starting to get worried.
She's elusive.
Maybe she didn't like us or something, but I think actually what it is that those businesses are going so crazy, she's up to her eyeballs in details, I'm sure. But so let's talk a little bit about that. So let's kick that right off because oils are important in cooking. We use them for a lot of different things, and there are a lot of different kinds of oils. Your expertise is in the olive oil area. So if you'd share with us the health benefits of olive oil and why somebody would cook with that versus a canola oil or one of the other oils that's out there.
Yeah. First of all, part of the misconception with olive oil is you can't cook with it. You can. You have to be careful with the type of heat that you put with the olive oil.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say such a thing. That's ridiculous.
Smoking it, yeah. People say, well, I use a canola oil because I can get it at a higher smoke point. And that's true to a degree. But what you're looking at when you're choosing our oils is our oils are so pure. The chemical profile on all of our oils tests out so well that you're going to be able to get a higher smoke point.
So are they saying they only use them for salad dressings? Is that basically
I've heard that frequently. You guys sell oils for salads. Well, that's just not.
I wonder how many people even know what the smoke point is on olive oil.
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
Because I know a lot of people will switch to peanut oil.
Yeah, yeah. Which is great for a deep fry or that sort of thing. But you can still get an olive oil out of one of our locations to $4.25, which most people, by the time you're cooking at $4.25, you're really getting a nice sear or a nice fry out of an oil. And the reason that you can do that with the oils that we have is because they test at such a high level. The chemical profile is so in line with the pure, good extra virgin olive oil that you're just getting top-notch quality.
So there's another misnomer. You said extra virgin olive oil, and a lot of people sell extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, a lot of people claim to sell extra virgin olive oil, and what you'll see when you pick up a jar of it, a bottle rather,
off at Costco, it's a 50-gallon drum.
Yeah, and if you look at that, you got to look at where it's from. Do you know when the crush date was? Do you know how it was harvested? Was it ground picked? Was it picked from a tree?
Chop, do you know when your crush date was?
He's got a few ideas.
I think it was in October, and I was maybe 15 years old, that first crush I had. Yeah.
You were probably like four.
Yeah.
All right. Right. So there are variables that are a misnomer with the product.
Okay. In terms of, I guess, I'm thinking your health, your heart, things that we very often will use inappropriately or incorrectly or the wrong products. Why would someone want to use more EVO?
Well, that is a great question, and this is a question I wish more people would ask me. The health benefits associated with extra virgin olive oil are just numerous.
The big ones, the ones that immediately impact you.
Yep, the ones that immediately will impact you, it plays a vital role in fighting cancer, inflammation, coronary, artery disease, degenerative nerve disease, and diabetes.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know, man. It also reduces the risk of colon cancer, breast cancer, all sorts of those free radicals that are around in your body that we want to eliminate. It's a great source of inflammation. It acts kind of like an ibuprofen, like an NSAID would act.
So it's got a little bit of an anti-inflammatory.
It really does.
Unlike my remarks.
Right. So, Shasta, real quick, what does extra virgin mean?
Extra virgin means that it is the best press. It's the first press out of the olive oil or the olive itself. And there are parameters that it has to meet, that the olive oil itself has to meet in order to be considered extra virgin.
And so that's better than the just plain old virgin.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Virgin is an inferior product to extra virgin.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you mentioned something about them being picked off the ground or off the tree.
Yeah.
That seems interesting to me that you do follow.
Let's catch that in the next segment. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk a lot more about oil and vinegar and maybe even salmon burgers. Stick with us. We'll be back.